Okay, what's next?
Well, I guess that's about all we have to remaster right now. But what is this catalog card here under PDQ Bach about a radio talk show called Zapped by Zend?
Oh, that's nothing.
Well, what do you mean it's nothing? As the librarian of the Vanguard Vault,
well,
you
that's not from any of the PDQ Bach albums.
You're darn tootin' it isn't.
That's just for archival reasons. It's an air check of a talk show that happens to mention PDQ Bach.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'd like to hear that.
Well, I'm not sure if I'd be able to find it. It's not one of the regular
oh,
ones.
Oh, come on. This shelf right over here is marked Radio Air Checks. I'll bet it's one of these.
Oh, be careful with those, would you?
Here it is. Zapped by Zend. Now, come on, put this on. Let me hear it.
If you insist.
Hello, America, and welcome to Zapped by Zend.
Wait a minute.
The program that ferrets out phonies and then stomps on them till they're nothing but a pathetic puddle of putrescence.
Oh, boy.
My name's easy to spell. Z for zealot and proud of it. E for ever vigilant. Don't you forget it. N for never napping, so don't try to pull anything. And determined to keep this country great. Huh. Z-E-N-D, Zend. That's Mr. Zend if you're a phony. The rest of you red-blooded Americans can call me Howie.
I know this guy.
We've got Daryl on the line. Hi, Daryl. You're on the air.
Hi, Howie.
Where do you live, Daryl?
I live in Southern California.
Can you speak up, Daryl?
I live in Southern California.
Daryl, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm in corrective audio surgery.
That sounds like you.
And what's on your mind?
Well, I have a friend who's got a lot of albums of the music of PDQ Bach, and I can't find that name in any music dictionary. Mm-hmm. I was wondering.
My first bit of advice to you, Daryl, is get rid of that friend. He's a phony.
What?
The reason you can't find PDQ Bach in the music dictionaries is that he doesn't exist.
Here we go.
And he never has existed,
right,
except in the febrile imagination of the self-styled Professor Peter Schickley, who's one of the sleaziest phonies ever to crawl out of the swamps of academe, which, as I'm sure you know, Daryl, is probably the most virulent breeding ground for phonies in this country.
Ooh.
Now, you don't have to take my word for it. I'm going to play you a tape.
Oh,
that I
think
happen to
we've
be in
heard
possession
enough.
Of.
No. Leave it on. Leave it on.
You want to cue it up there? This tape was recorded in a living room in Fargo, North Dakota, in August of 1953 by the 18-year-old Peter Schickley, his brother David, and their friend Ernie.
How'd he get this?
It's supposed to be a parody of Johann Sebastian Bach's Coffee Cantata, done up to sound like a radio broadcast. Mm. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, Derek. A few teenage chums getting together for some musical fun. What's wrong is that the elder Schickley boy went on to parlay an innocent prank into a multi-$100 business without bothering to tell anybody that the whole thing is a hoax.
Really?
Shut up, Daryl. A juvenile scam that has made dupes out of untold numbers of record buyers.
Dupes!
The only consolation there is that most of those record buyers are defeat phonies who wouldn't know a good country song if it crept up their pant legs. Daryl, I want you to hang up so you can turn your radio up and listen to this home recording that blows the lid off the PDQ box.
Yeah, don't you wish.
The first-person story about the discovery of the manuscript of the cantata isn't even spoken by Peter Schickley.
Oh, come on.
It's delivered by his brother David. You're listening, Professor. You are about to be zapped by Zend.